is it? Is it a man? Is it a woman? Who is the bigger cheater? According to couples therapist Tammy Nelson, author of a book, When You're the One Who Cheats, There's a Reason to Suspect. That's the book called When You're the One Who Cheats. She says there's a reason to suspect that women may not be only cheating more, but are getting away with it a lot more frequently.
Whoa.
Aha! I believe it. She said, quote, "We don't know if more men or more women are caught cheating on average, but it would make sense that women are better at hiding their affairs. Traditionally, women have faced harsher punishments for cheating. They have lost their financial support, risked the lives of their children, and in some countries, even risked the loss of their lives."
Oh, my goodness.
I actually think I agree with this author or this therapist, Tammy, and I think women cheat more than men. Do guys cheat? Yeah, they're dogs for sure. But 833-JOE-ALEX. I want to know what you think. 833-563-2539. We'll kick it off with Raymond. Hey, Raymond, thanks for hanging on, buddy. What did you want to say? Is it men or women that are the bigger cheats?
Oh, it's women for sure, man. Because I remember back in high school, I dated this one girl for about a year and a half. And next thing I know, I come to find out she was cheating on me with four other guys.
Four others?
Four others.
Whoa!
Yeah, it was terrible.
How did you find out?
Found out because I ran into one of the other guys, and then he had seen her number on my cell phone, and then we pretty much did a kind of hoodwinked on her, and she was like, as soon as she heard his voice on my cell phone, she was like, "Oh crap."
She got busted.
Yeah.
Wow, it's like she dated the whole basketball team right there. Four other dudes. You got like a starting lineup. Hey, Raymond, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Has anybody here on the show, Alex, Liv, Porkchop, have you actually been cheated on that you're aware of?
Not that I know of. I don't think so, no.
Liv, you've been cheated on.
Like every which way scenario possible. I've had someone cheat on me just by like drunkenly making out with another person. I've had someone cheat on me with like six different girls. I had no idea until the end of the relationship. I had two people cheat on me with my best friends at the time. Yeah, it's just been, you know.
So would you say, I mean, obviously you've got a hell of a lot of experience there. Would you disagree with this woman saying, no, it's the guys that cheat way more than
I don't
women.
Feel like this is like an objective thing. I feel like there's got to be some stat that proves who cheats the most. I don't think this is like an opinionated
thing. She's saying
thing.
Women can get away with it more. And honestly, I believe Alex, as she says, she's never cheated before. But I feel like Alex could cheat and get away with it. Because Alex is very sneaky. Alex is very manipulative. One of the most manipulative people I've ever met.
Well, wait a minute.
Well, I mean, it's true.
I think that, you know, I think that women can probably get away with it a lot more. Because I think that if they're like on edge, or if they're, you know, hiding something, then a lot of times it's normal for girls to be more emotional, I think. So, like, if they're on edge because, like, they're cheating or if they're being sneaky, they can just be like, "Stop! Like, you're annoying. Like, just get away," or whatever. They can, like, freak out. And guys would assume probably, "Oh, it's the time of their month," or whatever. But if a guy starts acting erratic or peculiar or kind of, like, sneaky or something like that, I think women can key in on that, and they're like, "That's different.
We're more
what's
intuitive.
Going on there?" And I think that guys can get away with it as easily.
Well, I know somebody that's dating a famous person, and still, while she was dating him, and they've been dating for years, tried to hook up with our boss, one of our old bosses. She sent him a bunch of naked pictures
and
stuff. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Oh, I'm so mad that you guys both know, and I don't know.
I never got to see those, but she has a good body from what I can see.
Well,
I bet they were nice.
Okay. That wasn't appropriate.
I also know someone that was dating a guy who was married, and they never got caught. So I just think that it can go either way. I think it just depends on the relationship.
I want to talk about this later on in the show, like in another day, but I actually have a couple of girls that I know. They're like in their 30s, mid-30s probably now, but they're both dating men that they know are married.
Ugh.
So this and one of them, the relationship's not necessarily ending. It's just like, well, he likes me.
That's crazy.
And they're so good at getting away that guys...
I couldn't be friends with somebody that was doing that.
Guys are too dumb. Like, we cannot get away with cheating. We always bumble and stumble our way through.
See, but I think that all depends on the guy. I think, like generally, yeah, you can say that girls can probably get away with it more. But, I mean, that my boyfriend got away with it. He cheated on me with six or seven different girls the entirety of our relationship, and I had no idea.
See, I'm not, this is not to be insensitive, but I just feel like you have to be an idiot to not know.
We were literally, he was a very, very, very controlling guy, extremely controlling. The only
time. Yeah, that was your red flag right there.
The only time we spent away from each other was when I was like home from college.
Listen to this. One of my best friends.
He would drunk call me every single night when he was out.
See, if he's going out and getting drunk every single night, that's also a red flag. So you had the red flags there.
It's college. Every single night on the weekend when it was the weekend and he was going out and getting drunk, why is that a red flag?
Yeah, Alex, you didn't go to college. You don't know.
Well, on the weekend, you made it seem like every night, period.
No. I meant every night I was away from him, which was always the weekend if I had to go home and visit Northern Kentucky where I'm from. And I would have to go home from college. He would drunk call me because it was always the weekend. He would always go out with his friends.
Well, so one of my friends just found out that a guy that she had dated for 2 years, the entire time that they had been dating, she did not find this out until now, the entire time that they had been dating, he was living with another girl, like in a total relationship.
How do you pull that off?
So what I'm saying is sometimes I think the girl, you have to look at yourself and be like, okay, I was an idiot because all the signs were there. He never wanted her to meet his friends. He never took her to meet his family. Like, he was keeping his personal life completely separate from her. If a guy or a girl is doing that, it's because they're hiding something.
Grace, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What happened with your cousin?
Oh, my cousin has been married for, God, probably like 25 years. And there was another guy that she liked in high school, and since they were like 17 years old. And but she married her husband and had like 3 kids with them. But for the last 20 years, she's been having an affair with the guy that she also liked in high school when she was younger, who is also married and has kids.
Dude.
Wow.
I know someone whose parents did the same exact thing.
For that long, why not just go to the other person?
Right, and nobody even knows. Like, his wife doesn't know, her husband doesn't know.
And it's happened for over 20 years?
And it's just like, the only people that know are me, her sister, and her mom. And she, like, uses my cousin's phone when she's around to text him and, like, makes up meetings at my cousin's house to have sex with him. And it's just crazy.
No kidding. Hey, Grace, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Let's wrap up here with, some would say, an expert. Jennifer, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and what are you? What do you do?
Hi. Well, I have a PhD in psychology, behavioral psychology, and my father's also a psychologist.
Real quick, before we get to the point, as a psychologist listening to the Joe and Alex Show, who do you think needs the most help? Me, Alex, liver, pork chop.
You. I'm just kidding. No, it means none of you. I mean, you're all awesome.
From the heart, the mouth speaks.
Right.
So what did you want to say then about this topic, which is less?
I just want to say really quickly, I'm on my way to work. I listen to you guys all the time. You're great. My father's also a behavioral psychologist specializing in relationships. And what's really interesting is we deal with this all the time, is that women, you know, 99.9% of the time cheat for emotional reasons. They want the attention. They want the affection. They want the conversation. And that's what they're seeking out. It's really not about sex. And that's what was really interesting to me when I was going to school and, you know, talking to my father about this. And he says throughout the decades, all the studies show that women cheat for emotional reasons, not the physical contact primarily. Men, primarily for the sex. So that's a primary difference, which I find fascinating. But over the years, I find out that's absolutely true. They want to be taken out to dinner, wine and dine, listened to, told they're beautiful. And that's what they're seeking out when they cheat.
Do you think one's worse than the other, Jennifer, as we wrap it up here? Do you think it's worse just like for a guy because he wants to cheat because of he just wants some booty? Or do you think it's worse that the girl wants the attention?
Well, I'll give you my personal opinion really quickly. I was told to make this really fast. I'll give you my personal opinion really fast. This is personal, not professional. I almost think it's worse for the emotional. You're falling in love with somebody and you're constantly seeing someone for the emotional connection and falling in love. You know, obviously cheating for a sexual one-night stand is not good, and by any means. But to me, it's almost more of a kind of a sting or a stickler. I always thought if my husband came home and said, I accidentally had a one-night stand, I was drunk, I'm sorry, that's a therapy, that'd be terrible. But if you said I'm in love with someone else and they're more emotionally supportive than you, that would probably hurt me worse.
You heard it from an expert there. Ladies, forgive your man for straying away.
No.
I'm kidding. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
And hopefully you can help your patients today, because Lord knows we'd be there all day with you. Jennifer on the Joe and Alex Show, thank you so much. Can we take this? Is this on social media anywhere? Where is this posted up at?
Twitter @Joe and Alex Show.
All right, cool.